This audio poem is a production of PoetryFoundation.org.
The Lovers of the Poor. Arrive, the ladies from the Ladies' Betterment League arrive in the afternoon, the late light slanting in diluted gold bars across the boulevard brag of proud, seamed faces, with mercy and murder hinting here, there, interrupting, all deep and debonair, the pink paint on the innocence of fear. Walk in a gingerly manner up the hall, cutting with knives served by their softest care, served by their love, so barbarously fair, whose mothers taught, you'd better not be cruel, you had better not throw stones upon the wrens. Herein they kiss and coddle and assault anew and dearly, in the innocence with which they baffle nature, who are full, sleek, tender clad, fit 50-ish, aglow, all sweetly abortive, hinting at fat fruit. Judge it high time that 50-ish fingers felt beneath the lovelier plains of enterprise, to resurrect, to moisten with milky chill, to be a random hitching post or plush, to be, for wet eyes, random and handy hem. Their guild is giving money to the poor, the worthy poor, the very, very worthy and beautiful poor, perhaps just not too swarthy, perhaps just not too dirty nor too dim, nor passionate. In truth, what they could wish is something less than derelict or dull. Not staunch enough to stab, though, gaze for gaze. God shield them sharply from the beggar bold, the noxious needy ones whose battles bald, nonetheless for being voiceless, hits one down. But it's all so bad and entirely too much for them. The stench, the urine, cabbage, and dead beans, dead porridges of assorted dusty grains, the old smoke, heavy diapers, and their toll, something called chitterlings, the darkness, drawn darkness or dirty light, the soil that stirs, the soil that looks the soil of centuries, and for that matter the general oldness, old wood, old marble, old tile, old, 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 not home kind oldness, not Lake Forest, Glencoe. Nothing is sturdy, nothing is majestic. There is no quiet drama, no rubbed glaze, no unkillable infirmity of such a tasteful turn as lately they have left. Glencoe, Lake Forest, and to which their cars must presently restore them. When they're done with dullards and distortions of this fistic patience of the poor and put upon. They've never seen such a make-do-ness as newspaper rugs before. In this flat, their hostess is gathering up the oozed, the rich rugs of the morning, tattered, the bespattered, readies to spread clean rugs for afternoon. Here is a scene for you. The ladies look, in horror, behind a substantial citizeness whose trains clank out across her swollen heart, who arms akimbo, almost fills a door. All tumbling children, quilts dragged to the floor and tortured thereover, potato peelings, soft-eyed kitten, hunched up, haggard, to be hurt. Their league is allotting largesse to the lost, but to put their clean, their pretty money, to put their money collected from delicate rose fingers, tipped with their hundred flawless rose nails, seems they own Spode, Lowestoft, Candelabra, mantles and hostess gowns and sunburst clocks, turtle soup, Chippendale, red satin hangings, Aubusson's and Hattie Carnegie. They winter in Palm Beach, cross the water in June, attend, when suitable, the nice Art Institute. Buy the right books and the best bindings, saunter on Michigan Easter mornings in sun or wind. Oh, squalor, this sick four-story hulk, this fiber with fissures everywhere. Why, what are bringings of loath love largesse? What shall peril hunger so old, old? What shall flatter the desolate? Tin can, blocked fire escape, and chitterling and swaggering, seeking youth, and the puzzled wreckage of the middle passage, and urine and stale shames, and again, the porridges of the underslung, and children, children, children. Heavens, that was a rat, surely, off there in the shadows. Long and long-tailed, gray? The ladies from the Ladies' Betterment League agree it will be better to achieve the outer air that rights and steadies, to hie to a house that does not holler, to ring bells else time, better presently to cater to no more possibilities, to get away. Perhaps the money can be posted. Perhaps they, too, may choose another slum. some serious city, half unhappy home, where loath love likelier may be invested. Keeping their scented bodies in the center of the hall as they walk down the hysterical hall, they allow their lovely skirts to graze no wall, are off at what they manage of a canter, and resuming all the clues of what they were, try to avoid inhaling the laden air.